Father Michael Sinnott, the 80-year-old Columban missionary who was kidnapped and held captive for 32 days by armed rebels in the Philippines, returned to the place of his abduction this week and said he will continue his work there for as long as he can. He immediately went to visit children staying at the home for the disabled he founded in Pagadian City. Marking the year for priests, Emer McCarthy spoke to Father Sinnott about his experience in captivity and what it means to be a missionary priest.
I was amazed when I came out to hear the number of people who were praying for me, not only here and in Ireland, but in many other places as well. And the prayers were certainly effective because I never had any ill effects at all from the experience. I had neither pain nor ache, cough or cold during the 32 days I was away. The first 10 days were in the swamps and things were quite difficult there. We lived in the open all the 32 days I was away, with a sort of a tarpaulin over us that protect us from the rain. And the living conditions, I suppose, were very, very primitive. But you can get used to everything, and after a while I got used to it. I was quite a bit annoyed in the beginning with the Lord because I had found it difficult to pray, even though I had all day to pray, and I tried. But I had no feeling of devotion or the sense that the Lord was close to me. But after a day or two, I got that certain calm that I could leave things safely in his hands and that he would take care of me no matter what happened, whatever was going to happen. Looking back, I would say that he was certainly there all the time, yes, although I didn't realise it at the time.
And then, of course, the news comes across the wires that Father Mick is back in Pagadian. Most people would have thought, is he completely and utterly insane? And perhaps don't understand this choice. Can you try and explain it for us?
Well, this has been my work all my life, and I figure I can still work for a few years that are left of me for as long as I can. I would like to do the little I can for as long as I can. And really, I had there's no way I could work anyplace else, and I don't feel there's any danger now that it will happen a second time. But I suppose the really thing is to be an instrument in the hands of God and bringing the grace of God to different people. And now, like any priest, I suppose, I have to admit that God has used me to touch the lives of many people. Sometimes he picks the most peculiar of instruments to achieve this.